couple of weeks ago on the show, we were talking to some parents about their daughters wanting to go on the pill. And the woman in particular was horrified because her daughter, as it happens, was 15 and said, can we go to our doctor and ask for the pill? And the mother going, what? My daughter? The idea of her even having sex, let alone looking for the pill, was enough to shock her. But this morning I'm joined by a young couple. They got pregnant at the age of 16. You might know them better from the MTV series 16 and Pregnant, and then later Teen Mum. Caitlin Lowell and Tyler Baltiera are now 22. Look about 40.
Yeah.
And they're live in studio this morning, and they're going to be speaking at an event in Dublin tomorrow called the Love Life Festival, which happens in St. Catherine's Church, beautiful church on Thomas Street in the heart of Dublin. They'll be sharing their experience of teenage pregnancy and remaining positive when they were faced with very tough decisions. And you're both very welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Not only to this cauldron of despair, but also to Ireland.
Yeah.
Well, we are very happy to be here. Oh, yeah.
Have you been to Europe before?
No.
Never.
Ever?
Never.
And have you left America before?
Well, yeah.
Only to Canada.
Only to Canada, that's it.
That's only up the road.
Yeah. I know, so no, it's not
She
really.
She got a hitchhike up there.
Yeah, first time across the lake, so we're, okay, we're loving it.
So you crossed the Atlantic and you got here when?
Yesterday.
How's it been so far?
Really good.
It's been really good, yeah.
You know when you get off the plane at a new country or city and you get the rush of, you know, I remember going to New York once in the summer, the heat and the smell. What did you feel when you got into the...
Fresh. Man, this air is fresh.
Yeah, it is good, isn't it?
It's good here, yeah.
Not polluted.
Yeah, it felt great.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it was polluted for years, but they got rid of it.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, they did.
Rock
they had,
in Ireland.
They had a thing called smog, which was kind of like industrial, filthy air.
Oh, yeah,
air.
Like California.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's all clean and, as you say,
it did.
Fresh.
No, it felt fresh getting off the airplane.
It's good,
great.
Isn't it? And what have you thought of the city since you've been here? What have you been struck by?
Honestly, I love all the buildings, old churches.
Yeah, architecture's great. Yeah.
I like really the cool. old churches, and all the people are really, really nice here.
No, not all of them. Be careful.
Oh.
Because if you're that trusting, you know, just be careful.
I'm not that trusting.
Okay, yeah,
don't take it.
I can see her. She's trouble. But nevertheless, you've enjoyed the company of people. Have you been to a public house, a bar?
We went to the Temple Bar yesterday.
Last night. We seen like the Irish dancing, and we had some the Irish food, and it was so much fun.
What was the Irish food? God help us.
It was good.
What did you have?
Oh, man.
Cabbage and
we had,
bacon?
No, I got the fish and chips.
Oh, good.
I had to try the fish and chips.
Oh, yeah, I had the fish and chips.
Awesome.
That is good.
And then we had some nice chocolate rice pudding stuff. It was amazing.
Right, okay.
Yes.
Not a national dish, but a dish nonetheless.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. A dish nonetheless.
And we're in Ireland, so I had to have a margarita, you know.
What?
Yeah.
I know, that's what I said. Margarita, not...
What was it, a margarita shoved into a Guinness?
Hey, I do like Guinness, though, so that works.
Margarita is kind of...
That's what she likes to drink.
That's a good... It's a good drink, though, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Well, what about a martini? Do you ever try one of those?
I love martinis.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a long night. Okay, we are talking about different things, but before we get into your television experience, let's talk about you guys being pregnant at 16. Obviously, you found out about it first, Caitlin, and did your world... cave in when you realized you were pregnant? Did you have a sort of a desperate moment or a happy moment?
It definitely was not a happy moment.
Yeah.
I was scared and terrified. I mean, at first I was kind of in a little bit of denial, like not wanting to believe it.
Who did you tell first?
Well, actually, my mother took me to the hospital because I thought that I had the flu.
Really?
Yeah. And so, and then they tested me and she's like, well, it's not the flu, you're pregnant. So my mom found out first.
Oy, how did she react when she heard that?
She cried.
Yeah, I could say she did.
Yeah. And me, then I was just, like, angry. Like, when I found out that I was pregnant, I was just, like, angry with myself.
Yourself,
like,
for being so...
Irresponsible.
Dumb.
Okay.
And irresponsible.
Had you been taking contraception before, or using contraception before?
Not like you should.
Pardon?
Not like you should.
No. So you hadn't taken any precautions?
Not really, no.
No, so you kind of walked into it kind of blindly, but, I mean, the passion of youth and, you know, you probably did your thing at the last thing.
And plus, when you're that young, you feel like you're invincible and, like, nothing can happen to you.
Yeah.
So you're in the hospital. The doctor says it's not a flu. It's a baby.
Yes.
that's a game changer.
Yes.
And your mom's crying and you're furious. When did you find out?
Well, actually, I was actually hanging at my friend's house. I was 16, having a normal great day.
Yeah.
And she calls me, says, I come downstairs. I'm going to pick you up with my mom. We got something to tell you. I was like, okay, great.
Yeah.
So I go down there and she hands me a piece of paper. And the piece of paper was a hospital paper. I'm reading it. I'm like, what the heck is this? I get to the bottom. Boom.
There
pregnant.
It is.
And I just... thought I was going to puke. So.
He was as white.
I was like, oh, man.
He was like as
white. I love that. Sorry to cut across you, Caitlin, but Tyler's reaction is the most male man reaction.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
I wanted to puke.
I did.
I like that.
No, but
so
you should have seen all the color rushed out of his face. Oh, he was as white as a piece of paper. Like,
yeah.
Why did you hand him a sheet of paper? Why didn't you just tell him?
My mom handed him the paper.
Right. Yeah, and so she was happy to see it.
I knew everyone was all upset in the car. I didn't make eye contact with her mom. I was like, oh, man. I'm going to look straight. Just look straight, Tyler. And just drive.
And then did you have to break it to your home then?
Oh, his mom guessed it.
Yeah, my mom guessed.
How?
I don't know.
Because he came. Well,
is she Irish? It's a real Irish mother thing to do, to guess. I knew it. Go on, she came home,
Well, yeah, because he came home and she could tell that he was not in a very good mood, and she straight up asked him, is Caitlin pregnant? And,
yep.
And he said, was, yeah,
did you guessed it.
Straight out.
Yeah.
Straight out. How did she respond? More tears or?
No, she sighed and said, what are you going to do?
And you said?
And I said, I have no freaking clue.
Yeah, I bet. So the two of you had to get together then, 16-year-olds, and did you make decisions together like that, or were there mothers involved?
We came up with the decision of adoption. His mom actually got us all the information and like where to go and stuff.
Your mom sounds very practical, is she?
She's very.
Yeah, she's kind of like, now, okay.
All right, this is what we're doing.
This is what we're going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to adopt the baby, and then we're going to do that, and then we're going to go to McDonald's, we're going to eat, and then we're going to go to bed, and then we're going to wake up the next morning, and everything's going to be fine.
Right.
One of those moms.
Yeah, very, yeah.
And your mom's having a bit of a panic, and she's kind of flapping a bit, going, oh my God, she's pregnant.
But at first, my mom was really pressuring me to get an abortion.
Yeah.
And so.
Did you consider that actively?
You know, when you're in that situation at a young age, I was against it forever, but it popped into my head once, and then I knew it wasn't right, and then all of a sudden Tyler came over from school with pictures and information about abortion.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is that she had it set up. She was freaked out. Her mom said, honey, what do you want to do? I'm going to call and set up you up this appointment. We're going to go do this. Okay, so she calls me. Her mother calls me. I answer the phone. Hey, can you take off school tomorrow? No, I cannot. Well, because we have an appointment tomorrow for an abortion. I said, well, okay, that's not happening. So I go to school the next day, go out online, I print out every procedure that has to do with it, and I said, here you go, this is what you're doing. And so that was the only consideration we ever had. After she got the pieces of papers I printed off, that was it. So,
in the sense that what, you saw the papers and you said, I'm not doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think it just kind of reinforced my reasons of why I always knew that I shouldn't do it.
Okay, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally understand that. It confirmed all your niggling thoughts, if
right.
you like. Okay, so let's get down to business then. You have the baby. The pregnancy meant you were out of school, obviously.
I was out of school for maybe like 2 months, and then I went to this awesome school, Blue Water Learning Academy, and they were so supportive.
What is that, a special school?
Well, it's an alternative high school for kids who have, troubles at home.
Yeah, and I was pregnant, but my teachers, he adopted his children, and so he was so supportive with me and Tyler. He let Tyler come to every doctor's appointment and wouldn't make him absent or anything.
What a progressive school.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. I mean, they were so supportive of me.
And your own backgrounds, did you come from troubled so-called backgrounds?
Yes.
Do you want to share a bit of that with us?
Oh, I will. Yeah,
okay,
that's fine.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, growing up my whole life, well, this is a major reason why I chose adoption. My mom is a blown out alcoholic my whole entire life.
Sure.
I remember being 4 and her being passed off the table, and I'd have to put pillows under her head and fighting all the time, loud music, drugs.
And were you an only child? Were you the only?
No, I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest of how many?
2. So okay. I was the one kind of always watching.
She was like the caretaker, babysitter, making sure everyone's okay.
And
isn't it funny how life trusts that role upon you?
Yeah.
And in families, there's always generally at least one person who says, right, I'm the UN.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm going to sort this out.
Right.
Yep. And at such a young age to be doing that. So that was what about your background, Tyler?
I was raised by a single mother. She worked as a bartender at nighttime, and she was a mortgage processor by day. To get it going. I had one sister. Dad was addicted to crack cocaine, in and out of prison my whole life. Right. So that I know the absence of a dad. I know that.
Yeah.
So that's why it was really important for me when when I found out she was pregnant that I was going to be there, right? Because, yeah. I mean, I knew what it was like not to have a father, so I knew this child deserved for me to be involved and all that kind of stuff.
Isn't
so.
Your mom remarkable?
She's amazing.
When you think of, of the work she put in to, to get you guys going, and working two jobs. I mean,
she's a saint in my eyes. Amazing. I mean, she really, really is.
Great. Yeah. And how is she today?
She's great.
Awesome.
She found a husband. She finally got married.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
How about your mom? How's she doing?
Actually, my mom's doing way better now. She's doing way better. Yeah, she's not drinking as much. She's doing as much as she possibly can.
She's improving.
Yeah.
When you had the baby, did you know when you gave birth that you were going to be handing the baby over for adoption?
Yes, because when... Yeah.
So I've never had a baby. I'm the dad of two beautiful girls, but I've never had a baby, obviously.
Well, yes.
And not medical science has not...
Hey, now.
Don't want that. Couldn't bear that. No. But back to you. You had the baby... you held the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to hand it away.
Yep.
Tell me about that.
Well, I feel like the whole time I was pregnant, I was processing my mind for that day. I remember getting at the hospital and getting ready to put my gown on, and I started bawling, like, wow, this is real. She was born. And once I held her and I looked at her and I just noticed how innocent she was and how I have nothing to give her the best life possible that she deserves. And honestly, as soon as Brandon and Teresa walked in the room, I wasn't afraid or sad at all to hand her over, because I am giving these people an awesome gift that they cannot have on their own. And I'm allowed to be involved. So,
yeah, and so when you see the adoptive parents' face when they see our daughter,
so you were in the
time,
room with the parents,
yeah,
who were taking, not I shouldn't say taking, but you know what I mean,
yeah,
who are being given the gift of this baby. I would have thought that was really unusual, because normally they keep a distance and there's all paperwork.
Oh, no.
And this was all a very
The difference that we have is, this is called an open adoption, completely open. Now there are three types: semi-open, open, and then closed.
Yeah,
closed is like the original back in the 1940s, right. Drop the baby off at the nursery and you run away.
Welcome
whatever.
To Ireland.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
Sadly to say, it's a long story.
All right, well, now it's different. And so the whole open adoption thing is we're completely involved.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we get pictures, letters, she calls us on the phone.
You're kidding.
Our daughter, yeah. And
yeah,
she'll say,
and I have a video on my phone when she's opening my Christmas presents, and she's so funny.
It must be, that's such a healthy
It is great.
Environment. It is.
And then I'm wondering, is it not confusing and upsetting for the child?
Not at all. She actually, we had our last visit, and she's only four at the time, and she sees that I have a ring on my finger,
yeah,
that I'm going to be engaged. She looks at Tyler. She's already starting to ask questions. Mm-hmm. She goes, "Is he your brother or something?" No.
No.
An hour later, "Is he your husband?" No.
Oh, Jeff.
And then she goes, "If he's not your husband, why do you have a ring on your finger?" And so I had to explain her
Smart
that.
Smart kid.
Hey, yeah. No, she is. And the thing about it is, we made a scrapbook for her. So we had pictures of us when I was a baby, her when she was a baby. We have pictures of our siblings, and we each of us wrote a letter to her explaining, you know, these are the reasons why we did what
That's
we
really
did.
Sweet.
So, you know, as far as a lot of adopted children have identity crisis issues,
yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
especially
I
with closed adoption. So yeah, with open, it just erases all of those questions.
So your lives were documented very publicly on 16 and Pregnant and Teen Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy being on those shows and having the cameras in your life all the time, or was it a bit of a struggle on occasion?
I mean, at first it was a little weird, honestly, but I think after the first good year of doing filming, once the cameras left, me and Caitlin missed it. I mean, we were like, what are we doing? Maybe we want them back. I mean, honestly, the whole reason why we even did this show was just to educate people, show what it's like with an adoption.
Well, kind of show like how adoption is today. And then when we did Teen Mom, we wanted to show, you know, what birth
like.
Parents yeah. go through, the emotions we go through, and
yeah.
what openness looks like, just to educate people on what it's like today.
I really like you guys.
Thank you.
You're just so rock solid. You're really engaging and pleasant and smart and sweet. I think you're great.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Just thought I'd say it to your face rather than behind your back, because it's always too late.
There you go.
It's like the dead artist, you know, who makes a fortune when he's dead. There's no point.
See?
Right.
Van Gogh dies in poverty. You know, it's no use. That's no use to anyone. Say it now. 51552. Here comes some text coming at you. I was a big fan of 16 and Pregnant, says Carol, and the follow-up series. I think the maturity that Caitlin and Tyler displayed was amazing, and fair play to them. It's an Irish expression. Fair play to them. Okay. I know I couldn't have been that mature at that age and selflessly giving their daughter up for adoption. I hope they are happy and their lives now, in their lives now, and are doing well for themselves, which, as you can hear, they are. I love Tyler and Caitlin, and they are amazing. I watched all the MTV episodes. I hope they're still happy and doing well with their life plans. Best wishes from us. Carmel in Dublin. There's loads, by the way.
I love that couple.
I followed the story, cried all the way along with them. Are they married yet? Would love to meet them. Lovely, mature couple. I wish them all good things. You're engaged.
We're engaged.
We are engaged.
Any date?
We're going to live life a little bit and let kind of life roll.
Yeah, don't be in a hurry.
Yeah, see?
Don't be in a hurry. Is that what people say to you, is it?
Yeah, well, no. I agree. No, don't rush it. We're young.
Is she rushing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she's get to the altar, boy.
The girls always rush.
Welcome to the real world, pal. See? Okay. Girls always in a rush. I saw a great sign the other day. I keep quoting it. It said, "Don't grow up. It's a trap."
See? Oh,
yeah.
That's great. That's great.
It's my favorite sign ever.
It's great.
I didn't give a bit. Absolutely love Caitlin and Tyler, watching them all the time with my daughter. It's Tina. So happy they weathered all their storms together. And boy, have they been through it all. Inspiration. What was the worst storm you've weathered? The most difficult moment in your life?
I think battling, because, you know, my father ended up marrying her mother.
They're divorced now.
Yeah. So, I mean, when that happened, he's an addict, she's an addict. So I think the
that
hardest,
was never going to be good news.
No, it's toxic.
No, he
from
was
the start.
A crackhead, so and think, she was an alcoholic.
Yeah, so I
it's
think,
a match made in heaven.
Yeah, see, yeah. No, I think from the start, it was them not agreeing. They wanted us to parent the child. They even went to court to fight
Trying
us
to
for
fight
rights.
Us for
yeah.
rights.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was probably the hardest thing, not to have your parents support.
And you have to live through that, and you've got guys got to stay strong, stay talking.
And that's why his mom is so amazing, because my mom kicked me out when I was pregnant and I lived with her, with his mom.
Yeah, see, I think his mom is the star.
She is awesome.
Yeah, I just
love
had this
her.
Feeling talking to you. Good luck to Tyler and Caitlin, says another text. I love them so much. There's a lot of love here
for
you guys.
I know, Ireland fans, man.
Yeah, really, Caitlin and Tyler, great role models, says another for young people today. Well done for being so mature and so positive. Another, Caitlin and Tyler, have been following your story since 16 and pregnant, says, Ollie, I have cried and laughed along with you. Aww. Through your journey, even though I can't stand the word journey, it drives me mad. I do. I call it the J-bomb when it falls. Is it our journey?
It's excited.
You know the way people talk like that? Yeah. I'm so excited, Oprah. I have watched Teen Mom and I'm struck by the maturity and amazingness of Tyler and Caitlin. Of the four teens in that season, they are the only ones still together and so grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, I had to text him when I heard Caitlin and Tyler were on the show. This morning, I have followed their story of the adoption journey. And they are two amazing people and should be so proud of themselves. They've had to take such tough decisions, make them, and stuck together throughout it all. I wish them all the best. That couple were brilliant on MTV, says another. So mature and in touch with their emotions. They are years ahead of other mums and parents.
Wow.
Have you had time to enjoy your youth?
Oh yeah,
because you seem to be like. Yeah. Have you been partying and go to gigs and concerts?
I mean, yeah, we still try to go out and have some fun, but.
But also, we're like kind of like a 40-year-old couple.
Sometimes we feel like we're stuck in this. Yeah, well, because you have to be so mature to do what we did and kind of to grow up really fast, and so. But we try to let loose once in a while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And are you addressing the Love Life Festival? Are you religious? Are you?
Oh, definitely. I believe. I believe in God for sure.
Yeah. And do you mass go, or do you go to mass or church or anything like that?
Me, no.
You're not into it too much.
I don't.
I mean, once in a while, I will go to church. Yeah.
Just to say, Jesus, get me out of here.
Right.
Give me a break. You know, this is all getting too tough. So you're in Ireland for how long, lads, before I say goodbye? How long are you staying here for?
6 days. So we'll be leaving Tuesday.
Tuesday. So what are you going to do for that time?
We're going to enjoy Ireland, go to this Love Life Festival.
I just want to go see the green rolling hills.
Do you?
Yes.
They're just, if you get a bus when you get out, when you leave here, head to Wicklow. Right,
okay.
They're only up the road. You're staying in Dublin, are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, well, you should try and spend one afternoon out that way. It's only out the motorway. You'll be there in half an hour.
So bad.
You'll love it. Go to Roundwood and get chicken and chips in the basket.
They're lovely.
Yeah.
See?
There's a big fire, the Roundwood Inn.
Oh,
and then the rolling hills are all along. Do you have a car or somebody driving?
Yeah, we got a driver.
Hey, Owen, you better be taking us.
Owen the driver.
Owen, ask Owen. No, even better, tell him.
I will.
Tell him. Owen, bring me to the rolling hills of Wicklow.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
You've really brightened up our day here, and it's a really nice to see you both doing so well. You're both 22 now.
22.
Yes.
And when are you getting divorced? Have you decided that?
Tomorrow. 30.
I would go 30.
No. Okay.
30. She's married by 25, yeah. Divorced by 30.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel a whole new MTV show coming on. Lads, congratulations and continued success to you both. We'll do a photograph for our Facebook page if that's okay. We wish you well on your travels. You will be addressing the Love Life Festival in St. Catherine's Church on Thomas Street. That's tomorrow night. And I hope that goes very well. Caitlin Lowell and Tyler Baltier. Am I saying those names correctly?
Yes, you are.
Lowell, not Lowell.
I hate that. Yeah, Lowell.
Yeah, you got to get that right. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank